my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. I would like to thank Bhagwan for permitting Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries to host this auspicious festival of Buddha Purnima here in the abode of Supreme Peace. I would also like to thank the Central Trust for their support and all participating countries for their dedication in preparing the program. The theme of the celebration this year is love and compassion. The Lord Buddha spoke of four states of mind which are intended to bring about ideal conduct towards all living beings. These four states of mind, called sublime states, are intended ultimately to produce a pure mind with deep insight into the true nature of the material world, which is impermanent and which causes suffering. The four states of mind are firstly love, translated as loving kindness from the ancient Pali canons. Secondly, compassion. Thirdly, sympathetic joy. And fourthly, equanimity. These four states of mind are known as Brahma Viharas because they should be the mind's permanent resting place. A mind full of these qualities is said to be pure, at peace, and detached, and therefore receptive to the truth. The Vaisuddhimagga, a 5th century meditation text, explains loving kindness as the intention to promote the well-being of all people, and compassion as the feeling of empathy for the suffering of others. Love for others makes us care about their happiness and their suffering. And so it is said that love is the basis of compassion. Bhagwan is the source of all knowledge and enlightenment itself. In one of the Vahinis, Bhagwan explained the virtues that are necessary for spiritual victory. Bhagwan said, "The four chief virtues are love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. It is not enough to cultivate virtues. One must remove the evil within. It is important that love and compassion purify the mind of hatred, resentment, and anger, which cause misery for ourselves and for others. In Buddhism, we cannot attain spiritual wisdom if we do not have a loving and compassionate heart. Truth is revealed to us when we understand that our ego consciousness is actually a state of separation from the true self, which is the non-dual ultimate reality." In his discourse during the Buddha Purnima celebration on 13th May 2006, Swami said, "Buddha experienced the unity of all creation, and that there was total transformation in him once he attained the vision of Ekatma, oneness of the Atma." Swami spoke of how Buddha taught that the principle of unity of the Atma was the only principle in the world. It was on that auspicious occasion that Bhagwan gave the new mantras to all Buddhists and to all mankind. Satyam Sharanam Gachyami. I take refuge in the truth. And Ekam Sharanam Gachyami. I take refuge in the principle of oneness. I pray that Bhagwan showers his abundant blessings on all gathered here, and to those who have come to spread the teachings of Lord Buddha, and also to those who have come to offer at the divine lotus feet a bouquet of loving drama, song, and dance. I would like to call upon the chairman of Zone 5 countries, Brother Nari Chugani, to give his address. Jai Saram.
Most beloved omnipresent Swami, on behalf of all your devotees belonging to the Buddhist faith who are assembled here and on behalf of millions who are elsewhere in body but present here nevertheless in spirit, I offer our collective pranams. Esteemed elders, respected scholars, holy men and fellow devotees, including those of Buddhist faith, who have come from overseas, greetings to all. Today is an auspicious day. In our life's journey to seek inner peace, balance, happiness, success, and fulfillment, we have probably explored different areas of spirituality or development. Whatever our path, how long the journey, we have now arrived at this holy place, pulled by the mystical love of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Swami's love has helped change countless lives. Many of us feel the deeper spiritual connection, the same connection that millions felt in the time of Lord Buddha. 2,500 years ago, in a deer park in Sarnath, India, was heard the message of the Buddha, which was to change the thoughts and life of human race. His message has now penetrated to the remotest corners of the world. The need for a better and deeper understanding of its meaning is great in today's world, where people see only diversity. Today, anger, hatred, jealousy cloud men's buddhi and leads them far away from Dhamma. The result is rampant violence in all forms. Removing this is the urgent order of the day. This auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima is an important time for all to refresh our resolve to practice non-violence and live according to Dhamma. It is time to reaffirm the supreme purpose of life, which is freedom from bondage, nirvana. The attainment of supreme enlightenment on a full day, on a full moon day in May, transformed Siddhartha Gautama to Buddha. And by celebrating Buddha Purnima at the divine lotus feet of the Kali Yuga Avatara and paying homage to our Sai Buddha, we pray that he may grant us all nirvana. We are blessed to be devotees of Lord Sai, who came to reestablish Dharma. In his divine discourses during previous celebrations of this occasion, Swami has explained that nirvana can be attained by developing a spirit of sacrifice, purifying our senses, and through selfless love. Swami's Satya Sai education in human values defines non-violence as love expressed in one's feelings, which will always bring peace to our soul. This is the prerequisite for the end of all misery. What better occasion than Buddha Purnima to highlight to the world Bhagwan's message for end of suffering. Swami has often reminded us that non-violence is not possible if there is no peace in the heart. And peace would not reign in the heart if it is not permeated and saturated with love. Thus Swami has shown us the key role played by love, how selfless love is the core of true humanness, and how without love, human actions would be inevitably flawed. Peacemaking is a healing process and it begins with us, but it does not end there. Swami has often explained to us that peace is not merely a goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at the goal. Beloved omnipresent Swami, we humbly seek your blessings and grace so that we, your devotees, may attain enlightenment. We seek, Swami, your benediction that we may all practice and spread your message and Lord Buddha's message of peace, love and purity. Swami, praying to you once more to help us light your Prema Jyoti throughout the world. Jai Sai Ram.
The first of our two talks on Buddhism during this celebration is by Dr. Sunanda. Dr. Sunanda is a professor in management at the University of Kelaniya in Sri Lanka. He has been a consultant to various projects of the World Bank, the United Nations, the Asian Development Bank, and the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. Professor Sunanda has written 10 books on spirituality and about our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. He is also the chairman of the Central Council of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization in Sri Lanka. Sairam.
Humble pranams at the lotus feet of our dearest Bhagavan. Om Sai Ram to everybody. We all are gathered here to celebrate one of the greatest events in the Prashanti calendar, that is Buddha Purnima in 2012. The significance of Buddha Purnima is that on the full moon day of a similar month, about 2600 years ago, Prince Siddhartha perfected his buddhi. The two words, Buddha Purnima. Buddha refers to buddhi, that is the wisdom, and Purnima is the Purnatatta or perfection. So the day Prince Siddhartha perfected his wisdom is called Buddha Purnima. So Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has very graciously allowed all the Buddhists in the world to celebrate this day as one of the important events in the Prashanti calendar. I was born as a Buddhist child into a family that was in the suburbs of Colombo, the capital city of Sri Lanka. We were brought up in a purely a Buddhist environment. And the way Buddhism is taught in Theravada countries like Sri Lanka prevents us from, you know, accepting or worshipping any other Sadguru. It's only Buddhism. We were taught that Buddhism was unique, because only Buddha preached what is called Jnana Marga, or the path of wisdom, while other religions teach Bhakti Marga. The Jnana Marga prescribes three stages of development, first called virtues or Sila, then concentration of the mind, that is Samadhi, and then do insight meditation called Vipassana meditation that will bloom your wisdom. Any other path is not acceptable to a typical Buddhist. And we were also taught that your salvation, your liberation is in your hand. An external guru or a divine being cannot help you. So this is what I believed. But in my life, I was introduced to Swami several times, but as a staunch Buddhist, and because of the deep-seated dogmas that were created in the way Buddhism was taught, I had to refuse Swami. Time passed by. To shorten a very long story, I would say, in 1995, Swami graced me and my family to visit Puttaparthi. I saw living Swami in that Purnachandra auditorium for the first time, and I immediately got attracted to his form. In the years followed, I saw Swami, had Swami Darshan in this very hall, and I developed a great love for Swami. But at times I had a trauma am I doing the correct thing, accepting, worshipping Swami when my Sadhguru is Buddha? It was a trauma. Then I read a book of Dr. John Hislop where Swami says, Sri Rama, Sri Krishna, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, all Purnavatars. But Buddha, Jesus and Prophet Muhammad are messengers. I shed tears, I cried. Because I did not want to see my Buddha in the second place. But I still loved Swami. I don't know why. I was a disobedient devotee, but Swami loved. That is Swami's love, unconditional, unbound. So I also continued to live with some trauma in mind. Then I wanted to find an excuse to worship Swami. Then I started finding parallels and similarities in the two doctrines. I always liked statement by Lord Buddha where he addresses his disciple monks. And Buddha says, O monks, you see a dream in the night and you take that to be real when you see the dream. But when you wake up in the morning the next day, you realize that what you saw in the night is a mere dream. And you see the real world only now. No monks, I declare that what you see in the waking state also is illusion, maya. What is the real state then? Buddha said it is nirvana. Then I found Swami also says this illusion. In the dream, in the waking state, we see an illusion. So I found the first similarity. But then where is this nirvana? Lord Buddha in another stanza says, the ever blissful nirvana resides in this body of about 6 feet. So it's an inner divinity. This is what Swami says, inner divinity. Brahman resides in the heart of the man. And Brahman reveals himself when all the worldly desires are shed. So I felt a little comfortable with Swami now. But what is the path? How do we go to nirvana? It's a long journey, but Buddha comes to the final stage and says, we have a magician in our body, mind system. That's our mind. It's the mind that shows this illusion as real. And we get attracted to this illusion. And then you are entangled, you are trapped in samsara. What is Swami's path? Buddha says, you have to eliminate this magician, human mind. That's why Buddha described nirvana as a chitta nirodha state, or a state where mind is absent. So we have to eliminate the mind through this jnana marga process. To show what Swami says about the mind, I would like to quote Swami from Satya Sai Speak, Volume 1. I quote, the waning of the moon is the symbol of the waning of the mind. For the mind has to be controlled, reduced, and finally destroyed. All sadhanas is directed towards this end, manohara. The mind has to be killed, this Swami says. So that maya may be sent asunder, and the reality revealed. Once a year on Mahasivaratri night, a special spirit of spiritual activity is recommended, so that Savam, that is the dead body corpse, can become Sivam, the God. By the removal of this dross called manas, the mind. So perfect similarity, perfect parallels. So I felt very comfortable with Swami then. Thank you, Swami. Then I found some implied teaching of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Attached to detach. What is this attachment? Attachment to the name and form of a divine being like Buddha or Swami. Because if you attach to any other human, the secular mundane object or being, like a beautiful person of the opposite sex, a motor car, wealth, money, you get entrapped in this samsara. But the moment you love a divine being, the divine energy in him flows into your heart and you are transformed. This is the essence of Bhakti Marga. So I sat before Swami and loved him, started loving him. And I remember the spiritual progress I achieved through insight meditation. The stringent insight meditation was very small. But by loving Namasmarna, Rupasmarna, filling my mind with Swami, the knowledge came into my head from nowhere. Bhakti developed, wisdom developed. That is Swami's wonder, miracle, ashcharya. Now, we have a challenge. Swami's form is not there. We are living without Swami's form today. But we have to continue to live without the form. Why? We are on the verge of, or the dawn of a golden age. We are going to end the Kali Yuga. What is Kali Yuga? It is nothing but the upsurgence of rajasic tendencies in us. We are the three tendencies. Lord Krishna said the whole world is nothing but the manifestation of three tendencies, three gunas. Tamas, rajas, sattvic, sattva. So in the Kali Yuga, tamas and sattvic are relatively less, but rajasic upsurge. There's war, there's terrorism, there's calamities. Not only among the human beings, but among the Panchamahabhutas or the five elements. That's why we find tsunamis, earthquakes today. In the Panchamahabhuta is in a very tremendous rajasic state. But the Satyuga will dawn. So Swami has given us a challenge. Love me in my absence. Love me in my absence of the physical form. That is the only sadhana we have to do. There came one of Swami's students to Sri Lanka. His name was Badri Srinivasan, who resides now in Australia, who has been an MBA student of Swami. And one devotee asked from him, what is the best sadhana for Kali Yuga? Said nothing. Just sit in front of Swami and love him. Because the significance is our love is still imperfect. Swami's love is perfect, unbound. That is why Swami loved me even when I was a disobedient devotee. His love is unbound, selfless. That is called wisdom. There was a great Buddhist monk in Thailand called Achan Chah. He said, wisdom is nothing but selfless love. That is Swami's love. Our love is still imperfect, but keep on loving Swami, even in the absence of his physical form. One day our attachment to the form of the divine will make our love also unconditional, like Swami's love. So we equate our loves. Swami's divine love, our secular, mundane, conditional love. So we will evolve into that level. That is the Buddha Purnima for all of us. Today is not Buddha Purnima for us. Today is the Buddha Purnima of Prince Siddhartha. Because similar day, Prince Siddhartha perfected his Buddhi. We are not yet. So we pray to Swami. Swami, perfect our Buddhi. Perfect our love. And that is our Buddha Purnima. So we all pray to Swami. Swami, expedite that journey of ours. And bless all of us. Jai Sai Ram, Om Sai Ram.
Shivanandana Pahidayana. Jesus. Ramana Sadguru Deva.
Satya Narayana Govinda Madhava, Sai Narayana Govinda Keshava,
Satya Narayana.
Sai Mahadeva, Sai Mahadeva.
Sai Mahadeva, Sai. Good. Om Jai Jagadish Hare, Swami Satya Sai Hare, Bhakta Jana Samrakshaka, Bhakta Jana Samrakshaka, Parti Maheshwara, Om Jai Jagadish Hare, Sashi Vadana Shri Kara, Sarva Prana Bhate, Swami
Krishna Madhava Madhava Krishna
Madhava Madhava Krishna
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Brindavan Sanchari Shama Gopala
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Madhava Krishna
Krishna Madhava Madhava Krishna
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Vrindavan Sanchari Shama Gopala
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Sai Hare
Krishna Madhava Madhava Krishna
Nanda Kila Murli Gopal
Hare Krishna. अमर ज्योति जलाओ साईं, अंतर ज्योत जलाओ साईं,
अंतर ज्योत जलाओ साईं,
ब्रह्म सनातनी दया करो,
ब्रह्म सनातनी दया करो,
ब्रह्म सनातनी दया करो,
ब्रह्म सनातनी दया करो,
दया करो हे पूर्ण ज्योति मई,
दया करो हे पूर्ण ज्योति मई,
दया करो हे पूर्ण ज्योति मई, शिव शक्ति मई कृपा करो,
शक्ति मई कृपा करो,
शिव शक्ति मई कृपा करो,
शिव शक्ति मई कृपा करो,
दीन दया पतित पावनी,
दीन दयामयी पतित पावनी,
दीन दयामयी पतित पावनी,
दीन दयामयी पतित पावनी,
साई जग जननी कृपा करो, अंतर ज्योत जलाओ साईं,
अंतर ज्योत जलाओ साईं,
ब्रह्म सनातनी दया करो,
ब्रह्म सनातनी दया करो,
दया करो हे फूल ज्योति मई,
दया करो
शिव शक्ति मई कृपा करो,
शिव शक्ति मई कृपा करो,
दीन दयामयी पतित पावनी,
दीन दयामयी पतित पावनी,
साईं जग जननी कृपा करो,
जग जननी कृपा करो,
साईं जग जननी कृपा करो,
साईं जग जननी कृपा करो,
अंतर ज्योत जलाओ
सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ, सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ, प्रेम भक्ति से भजन सुनाओ, प्रेम भक्ति से भजन भजन सुनाओ सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ साईनाथ के शरणों में आओ साईनाथ के शरणों में आओ मन मंदिर में मंदिर में दीप जलाओ जीवन नैया पार लगाओ जीवन नैया सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ प्रेम भक्ति से भजन सुनाओ निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ साईनाथ के शरणों में आओ मन मंदिर में दीप जलाओ जीवन नैया पार लगाओ सदा निरंतर हरि गुण गाओ गिरिधर गोपाला गोपाला गिरिधर गोपाला गोपाला साई गोपाला साई गोपाला
जय जय भवानी मां जय भवानी मां హృదయ నివాసి మా సాయి
భవాని మా జయ భవాని మా అంబే భవాని మా జయ జగదీశ్వర సాయి హరి భక్త జన సంతర్షక భక్త జన సంతర్షక పతి పరమేశ్వర పితా గురు దైవము మరి అంతయులీవే స్వామి మరి అంతయులీవే నాథ బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాథ బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్ర శైల ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే ఓంకార రూప జయ శివ సాయి మహాదేవ సత్య సాయి మహాదేవ నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు
జయ బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబా.